You are listening to episode 66 of the FitsPro podcast, and today's episode is brought to you from Japan. If it is a little bit echoey, that is because I am in our laundry room and there is no available large blanket or sheet at the moment to put over me. So if the audio sounds a little more echoey than usual, my apologies. You know that is my pet peeve, but this is what we have to work with this week. And this week's episode may be highly beneficial for you if you are quarantined somewhere and cardio is one of your main options for exercise. So today's episode is 5 reasons that you should do cardio and some options with that. So without further ado, let's dive in. The FitsPro podcast is your no BS approach to seeking out truth in the world that is online health and fitness. You'll see through the lens of the trainer, the trainee, and the entrepreneur. I'm your host, Annie Miller, certified strength and conditioning specialist, entrepreneur, lover of sleep, lattes, and dinosaurs, aka not your average FitsPro. And my aim is to help you grow your mind, body, and business through knowledge and authenticity so that you too can become a FitsPro. All right, welcome back to the FitsPro podcast, all you beautiful humans. I want to talk about cardio. I'm not a lover of cardio. It is not a secret that I would choose weights over cardio, but I have spent a good portion of my training years, both in sport and out of sport, doing cardio, and I understand its benefits, so that is what I am here to share with you today. Before we get into that, please remember that you need to check the show notes and see if you were the reviewer of the week, and then keep an eye out to see if you were the listener of the month as well. That will be in the show notes and in Annie's weekly wrap. Both of those are announced every week in the weekly email that goes out, and you can subscribe to that at anniemiller.co/news. I almost forgot my own newsletter sign up website. So sign up for that at www.anniemiller.co/news if you want that weekly email. And again, there's podcast discounts there, and it's kind of just my weekly, my favorites from Instagram, brands that I love, thoughts, where we are in the world, all good things. So it is no secret, like I said, that I love lifting weights more than doing cardio. That includes any form of cardio, right? Lifting weights faster, hate it. Running, don't love it. Rowing, biking, stairs, hiking, all of it. I would choose weights over doing any of those things, okay? But we need cardio, and being conditioned has awesome carryover into lifting more weights, which is my main reason for doing cardio. I feel better when I lift weights, when my cardio, when my conditioning is at a higher state, right? When I am more conditioned, when I have a higher aerobic base, I feel better in my weightlifting. So here we are talking about cardio. I'm going to share 5 reasons to do cardio, and I'll likely dive a bit deeper into some of these than others, but I am stoked for this one, which is number 1. It is improving energy systems. So under energy system development, we improve heart rate variability, we improve our anaerobic and aerobic thresholds. So we have high HRV, which is heart rate variability. If you find that you have a high HRV, that would be a good thing. We want high heart rate variability. That would be in an anabolic state or a recovery state, a building state. If you have a low HRV, that would indicate that you are likely in a catabolic state, right? This would lead to overtraining rather than overreaching. And the difference there is that when we overreach, we can recover and come back stronger. When we're overtraining, we have now started to do damage. We're plateauing and not making the progress that we want to make. So you want to be in an anabolic state after training. Also, why a cool down is important. You've ramped yourself up from this training, likely, if you are doing strength training or any sort of high intensity training, and you're in a catabolic state. A cool down can help bring it back to more of an anabolic parasympathetic state where your body is beginning to revamp and recover from that training session. It's not only working at a certain heart rate, but then working on getting it down in the rest interval. So yes, working on your heart rate and working energy systems development is about becoming more efficient, but it is part of that efficiency, I guess, is being able to recover within your rest interval. So often that's 50 beats below the max that you reached during the working period. So if you're doing a threshold to where your heart rate is getting up for a 3-minute period, then you would have likely a 2-minute rest period to where you're either fully resting or walking, and definitely in that time, in 2 minutes, if not in 1 minute, we want that heart rate to get down 50 beats below wherever you got it up to during the hard working period, during those 3 minutes. This has huge carryover into strength training and work capacity, which is your ability to bring the heart rate down after a working set so that accumulation effect doesn't completely toast you when you should be focused on taxing the muscles in a strength training session. I hope that that is making sense. It just teaches you so much, and it brought me back to loving cardio for a period of time after hating it for years. And that's because I had purpose for it, right? There was education, there were goals within the heart rate training, and it gave me a protocol to follow, which for me makes it more enjoyable and attainable. And I'm actually working for something. I'm not just doing meaningless cardio, and I don't encourage anyone to do meaningless cardio unless they actually thoroughly enjoy that. For instance, I needed to keep heart rate at 170. To 175 beats per minute for 3 minutes, and then rest for those 2 minutes. So that would be like a threshold, or until my heart rate drops to, it was 130 for me. 125 to 130 was my protocol. And that's how you track progress. How quickly the heart rate recovers. When it starts to not recover, you know you're reaching your current threshold, right? So in the beginning, I could only do three of these thresholds, and my heart rate would be able to recover to 130. But then when I would reach that fourth working set, I could not get my heart rate to drop. We've reached our threshold, right? And that's what we're trying to push with that heart rate training or energy systems development. Anyway, you can see why energy systems development and heart rate training is highly effective, especially if you enjoy education and learning in the process. I have been following Joel Jameson for almost 10 years now. Before Instagram posts were education-based, like, you can learn so much on Instagram now. I used to read his blog 8 weeks out almost exclusively for conditioning information. He's just the best at it. It's the best information out there. And so I stuck to his stuff, and it is still what I use with my Built by Annie and one-on-one clients for conditioning. And that is all from his book, Ultimate MMA Conditioning. He also has a certification, I believe, and I have not taken it, but that is something that I would definitely be interested in, just because I love Joel's work and how he teaches, and the, I guess, the application of what you can learn from his stuff. It's a super easy but understandable read, The Ultimate MMA Conditioning, and I think that's linked on my Amazon page at anniemiller.co/Amazon. It has progressive protocols for cardiac output, thresholds, high intensity continuous training, cardiac power intervals, and so on and so forth. There's about 6 protocols in it, I believe, but it gives purpose to your cardio, and I swear, once you know about energy systems development, you cannot go back to all of the other cardio, the point list cardio that you used to do. It feels pointless once you have learned about energy systems development and what you could be doing and getting out of your cardio. Cardio is not always pointless, which brings us to our next point. Number 2, it improves your cardiovascular health. This is a follow-up and likely a byproduct of number 1. Ideally, improving your energy systems improves your cardiovascular health. And when I talk about cardiovascular health, I am referring to your heart's ability to function optimally and effectively, get blood where it needs to go with the least amount of work. That's really it. So as you improve heart rate variability and recovery, your heart becomes an efficient, well-oiled machine, and that is a byproduct of doing purpose-driven cardio. Moving on to number 3, you can do cardio to increase a caloric deficit. Yes, I am encouraging you in some way, shape, or form to use cardio to lose weight if that is your goal. There is nothing wrong with that. This one would actually be where the quote-unquote pointless cardio would be fine. This is not a scenario I use with my clients. I'm not a weight loss coach, but it can certainly be effective. It's basically a way to increase your caloric deficit. You could either eat less food or add more movement to your day. And doing cardio is one way to do that. There is some truth to cardio being aligned with losing weight. And in the simplest form, that looks like creating a caloric deficit via more movement. We then need to consider your strength training, though. And in that case, I'd suggest doing cardio separate from your strength training or after strength training if they have to happen back to back in the same time period. I have a full call on this inside Annie's Secret Laboratory of Brain Gains, exclusive for my Built by Annie clients. But if strength training is the main goal and cardio is strictly being used as a tool to burn more calories instead of eating less food, then do the cardio after your lift. And as far as the type of cardio, that depends too. But in this scenario, it depends on, you know, what kind of cardio you want to do and what kind of caloric deficit you're needing and choosing to be in. And that's between you and your nutrition coach, obviously. But ideally with this one, you're just doing cardio that you enjoy doing in order to get into a deeper caloric deficit. Like I said, you'd hopefully be consulting your coach about this, both the nutrition side and then with the fitness side as well. Moving on to number four, you're training for something. That is absolutely a reason to do cardio. You're training for a local CrossFit competition or a triathlon or a half marathon or some sort of conditioning-based event. That obviously makes sense. I will say that if you're training for something, your conditioning should be related to the demands of that event. That seems obvious, but trust me, people do not operate that way sometimes. That is both in the modality of training and the type of energy systems that need to be trained for the event. Are we working on the aerobic base? Do we need to increase the anaerobic threshold? Again, you would be working with a coach on this, I would assume, if you are training for something that is semi-serious. Doing only high-intensity intervals would not be effective for training for a marathon. It is an effective tool to use in training for a marathon, but you know, just as only running on flat ground would not be appropriate if you are doing a 12-mile trail run. We have to look at the modality of the training as well as what energy system you are trying to improve. You'll need to prepare the body in the modality and the energy systems. That is really it for number four. It is a reason that you would do cardio, that you need to train for an event or a sport that you play that requires you to be conditioned for that event. Number five is that you enjoy it, or an activity that you do enjoy involves it. For instance, I have a few clients between one-on-one and Built by Annie that either teach spin class or take kickboxing or they're on a rowing team. If you follow Little Liz on Instagram, she obviously likes running and trail running, so that's what she does. The only thing I like to address here is that if strength training and doing cardio, you need to prioritize recovery and fuel intake so that you are getting the desired results from both the strength training and whatever form of cardio you're doing. We want to make sure that you're not overtraining, or rather under recovering from doing both. You can do both 100%. We just need to make sure that you're recovering and fueling your body properly to get the desired results from those stimulus. You want to get the benefits of both the enjoyable cardio of choice and the strength training, not for one to take away from the other, which would only happen if you are under recovering or under eating in that process. All right, those are my personal five reasons a human should or would do cardio. I obviously use the first one with my clients, and it has many positive carryovers to heart health recovery, HRV, and your strength training, and that is the energy systems development, which for me is why it's number one. if you want an additional caloric deficit and don't want to make it happen via eating less, sure, do cardio. If you enjoy it, do it. If you're training for an event, make sure that your conditioning makes sense, both in the modality and in the energy system that you are trying to improve. And that's it. If you loved this episode or find value here on the Fitspro podcast, please head over to iTunes and leave the show 5 stars plus a written review. This is basically how I get in front of more people. So you are how I get more exposure. It is much appreciated. Remember that I am choosing a review of the week and posting that in the show notes as well as Annie's weekly wrap. From the weekly reviewer, I will choose a listener of the month who will get 50% off any non-membership program of mine, plus something free from Frey Skincare, who I love. And you can always use code FDBA to save with Frey Skincare. You will at least save 15%. And if you're not on my main mailing list, make sure that you get there because that is where all of the podcast listener discounts are, at the bottom of every weekly email. And you can sign up at anniemiller.co/news. Until next time, my quarantine babies. I am Annie Miller, and thank you so much for listening to the Fitspro podcast.